Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, let's do open lines.
Let's do it.
We gave you three topics. Mine was, what's the worst injury you've suffered because of your own stupidity?
My topic was, what did you love about that person originally, but now you can't stand that about that person?
Mine was pretty similar to that. What's the stupidest reason you stopped dating someone?
And mine was what Kelly said.
The number is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Or you can create your own topic if you want to talk about something.
But why would you? Ours are so incredibly fabulous.
Hey, Lisa, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
So tell us about you.
My topic is what I used to love about him, but I can't stand now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it is, he can never get his clothes into the dirty clothes basket.
You used to think it was cute?
Why did you love that?
At the beginning, I thought it was kind of cute. It's just gotten a little bit worse. There will be a trail of clothes from when he comes home, from his shoes to his socks to his shirt to his underwear, all the way leading up to right beside the dirty clothes basket.
I guess, Kelly, in the beginning, it was like a motherly thing.
Yeah,
like
you had to pick up
after, you know, trying to take care of
her man.
Yeah, and now it's like,
I think Kinsey has the same thing, because I just create what I call Mount JC in our closet.
Yeah, I hear you.
And eventually Mount JC gets picked up.
Right.
But it takes a while.
Eventually, thank you, Lisa.
Somebody has to pick it up.
Yeah.
Thanks,
bye, Lisa.
You know, they tell you just leave it until he finally picks it up, and I tried pulling that little stunt because I would have similar situations. And I ended up tripping over stuff, stepping over it for like 2 weeks just to prove a point.
Yeah, we won't pick it up.
And then it becomes like, well, I'm not doing it. Well, I'm not doing it. And it's just a huge fight over something so stupid.
What's going on, Alex?
Hey, guys. I would like to make a comment on yours, JC.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so in second grade, my parents thought it would be cool to buy my brother and I a dirt bike. Well, he is 4.5 years older than me. So they weren't really thinking about my size. Well, I was way too small to ride the dirt bike. So he had to ride in the back so his legs could hit the ground. And my parents also bought me a helmet that was way too big for me. So we were going in the ditch one day. I gave it too much gas. We flipped back, broke my nose, had to get surgery. And that was a pretty bad injury that I had to suffer and go to school with every day.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Mm. Yeah. At least they got you a bike, though, so that's nice.
Yeah, at least. At least there's that.
We had to sell it.
Oh, of course. Bye, Alex. Thanks, dude.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey there. I was calling on Kelly's topic.
Okay.
Years ago, whenever instant messaging was popular, I had met a family friend over instant messaging, lived a couple hours away, never met him in person, never saw a picture. So for a couple months, we actually communicated, and I really liked him. He was a bodybuilder and whatever. So met him in person, and the first time he smiled, you could have driven a semi through the front of his two front feet. At the time, you know, I was in my 20s. He was probably in his early 30s, and I kind of thought, he's been in the military and everything, so obviously if that was an issue, he would have had that taken care of. Yeah. You know, an issue for him, anyway. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was my
wasn't an issue for him.
He's
just fine with it.
He was secure with it.
Yep. Yeah, he had some teeth, some ain't.
Bye, Rhonda.
Yeah, teeth are important to people.
You know, those little quirky things, like for models, that became kind of trendy for a while.
If
they had a big gap in their teeth, or if they were smeared and freckles and stuff, it became unique. But I guess for some people, it's like no.
Well, what's going on?
It's one thing. When you're missing some teeth, that's a thumbnail.
No, he had a gap. You were missing.
Yeah, like that girl in Chicago that one time. Michelle Strahan.
Let's move on. Let's move along.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, I had a comment on JC's topic.
Okay. Notice how it's only dudes calling in for this. Go ahead, Travis.
Right before I was about to join the Army, the day I was supposed to leave to go to basic training, I decided to do one last stupid thing, and I rode a skateboard on the back of my friend's car. At 30 miles an hour, ended up falling and having injuries, so I prolonged my entry process about 4 months.
Oh, that's serious injuries, 4 months.
I had to live at the house of the parents for another 4 months. They weren't so happy about that.
Attaboy, Travis.
Oh, dude.
Us guys, we do some stupid stuff.
30 miles an hour.
But I bet you it was fun.
I know.
Was it fun?
Yeah, we had more fun. It was.
It was worth it.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, I was dating a girl for a while, and she was cute. And I really enjoyed her company and all of that. And when it came time to kiss her, have you ever seen a Boston Terrier? How they have those big, wide, flat tongues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just kind of flop. That just kind of flop around all over the place.
And you thought that was cute at first. Or is that why you broke up with her?
Well, I didn't pay attention to the tongue. I mean, she was cute. And when it came time to kiss her, it's like, it was horrific, to say the least.
He's traumatized.
Horrific.
And I tried to date her for a short time afterwards and told her, I'm just not that into kissing, but the fact is, I like to kiss. So it's like, yeah. What's the point in dating a Boston Terrier?
That's right. Excellent point. And people think you can train somebody to kiss you the way you want to be treated.
I think you
but
can.
It's hard.
Something that out of control.
It's hard.
You can.
No matter what she says, it's not because I left my clothes all over the floor. It's because she kissed like a dog.
Thanks, Justin.
Wow. That was a cute callback, Justin. You're a good listener.
You're a good listener.
Oh, man.
What's going on, Danny?
Hey, what's going on? I was calling about JC's topic.
All right.
You're right. Only guys are calling in because apparently we're the only ones that do stupid stuff.
Yep.
I was a kid swimming at the pool, jumping off the diving board. You know, we're all doing our tricks. I jump up in the air, and, you know, I've got my arms and legs both spread out, and I go into like an inverted cannonball where I go in head first. Well, I didn't go in head first. I went in like knees first, and my knees hit my nose and broke my nose. And blood goes everywhere, so I single-handedly emptied the pool in about 5 seconds.
Ew.
Man.
I've done that before.
Yeah, and I mean, I was playing all cool about it. I was like, watch this. I got the best trick right here. And I busted my nose wide open. Mm. It was pretty bad.
Oh, sorry about you, dog. Sorry about you, dog.
Hi, buddy.
Damn.
Yeah, that hurts.
It happens. It happens.
It does happen. Hey, what's going on, Grace?
Hi, I picked Kelly's topic about what's the dumbest reason you've dumped somebody. And there's this really great, attractive guy. He's in his 20s, and he says mommy and daddy. So it was a deal breaker. I was like, I can't handle this.
I'm with you, Grace.
Was he calling you mommy, or is he calling
was he going like,
his mommy?
No, his actual mother, mommy. Like, my mommy and I just went to the grocery store, but, like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mommy just changed my diaper, and I'm 25.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It makes
did
you
he
think
do,
that.
Did he do that with his friends, too?
I think so, yeah.
My mommy. I said mommy for a long time, though. But I don't think I say it anymore. Now I'm
like, if you're just joking around, y'all, mommy. That's different,
right? Can you imagine, like...
Hello?
Hey, Al, what you doing, buddy? Hey,
what's up, JC? How you doing, bro?
Oh, not much. I'm just cleaning my room for a minute.
Yeah? You want to go to the game later?
Yeah, man. I was calling you. Oh, hold on 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay, I'm sorry, mommy. Yeah, I'm sorry. I won't park behind you again. I'm sorry, mom. Tell daddy that I'll go buy dinner later, too. All right. So, yeah, dude, you want to go to the game or what?
No, dog. I got to go.
We're going to get some chicks.
Oh, mommy.
Oh, man.
I think I can still say that, I think.
I hope not.
I mean, maybe not around a lot of people, but...
I've never heard you refer to her as my mommy.
I'll say
well,
my
like
mom.
It's joking, you'll say my mommy or something, you know?
But yeah, you don't just do it for real.
I think it's the why. I mean, because I found that with a guy with the tummy. Don't ever
say tummy.
My tummy.
My tummy hurts?
No. Ooh. No, I got into a very heated discussion with a guy over the word tummy.
Heated?
No, heated.
You can't say tummy.
You said almost. I stood up and rolled my
sleeves. What were you going to do? You were going to bump tummies?
And that would lead to how the stupidest way I was injured. I was fighting with a guy about the word tummy. And he punched me.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Yummy.
Hold on, I got a
yummy intro.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, my worst injury was I thought I'd show off for my wife when I dove onto my couch and hit the armrest, you know, the wooden part, and knocked myself out cold.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, Chris.
I was hit, and I was out. And my wife was like, you're so stupid. That wasn't even cool. I mean, I'm out, you know.
Wow.
I come to,
what
and I'm
were
like,
you trying
him, like,
to do to
what?
Show off?
Just sit on the couch.
Look how guys are.
You know,
look at me.
Yeah. Look how cool I can sit down.
Much, it was like, hey, watch what I can do. You know, and I hit. I was out. I come to probably, I don't know how long, maybe a minute, 2 minutes. I look around. She's like, are you all right? I was like, man, I was out cold. She's like, no, you weren't. I'm dead serious. then she just starts laughing, just laughing.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I'd love it if she was like, oh, hey, I'm at the mall.
Yeah, I went to the mall.
You know, we injure ourselves and they laugh.
Showing off.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big premiere last night, I heard.
Yeah,
big week of TV premiere. But The Voice had a big 2-hour blind audition.
You watched The Voice last night?
I recorded it, didn't get to see it. How was it? How was it having the original cast back together?
It was great. And you're a big fan of the show.
Yeah, no, I really do like it. I just had a dinner date.
I watch it here and there. Yeah. 2 hours is a lot of time for me to commit to something like this, you know, because they draw it out. But it was great. There was some really good talent.
Okay.
Yeah. I love how the coaches get together before every show and they open it up with a song.
I love that they sing. I think the format of this show is just better than all other singing shows, and that's why it does so well. But Christina looked great. Okay. They were all getting along. Same kind of shtick as before. CeeLo might have had a... I'm not sure. My roommate and I couldn't decide if he got a tattoo on his head of hair or if it was henna. I think it was a henna tattoo.
I hope it's henna because it looked weird.
His bald head was covered in something, but I think it was henna.
Okay.
Christina looked awesome. Like, back to how she used to look.
Back to hot Christina.
Blake looked like Blake.
Kind of borderline dirty Christina.
What do you mean? Just thin?
I mean, she had a stint there where she looked like skanky, but she's...
No, she looks good. She looked classy.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but they opened up the show singing I Love Rock and Roll, so let's hear how the judges sounded. She smiled, so I got up and asked for her name. Blake. Well, don't matter, she said, cause it's all the same. He said, can I take you home? She sounds great.
For the sake she drives
me. Yeah, she drives. Her singing drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's just like you're just showing off at a. You know.
I do like.
I know you can, but
that's
not every
point.
Song requires you to do a full on. Watch this. It's like, what is that? What is that?
It wasn't that.
I know you can do it. You have to do it every freaking time you open your mouth.
That's Christina, man. Christina can do that.
Obviously, I still have that whole Britney Christina rival. I just can't. I can't like her.
I'm with you. I'm with you. She wasn't unlikable last night, though. And she's trying to get... there was this fabulous young black guy that sang, and he was probably the best one of the night, and they all wanted him, and she wanted him so badly, and you know, and Adam Levine wanted him, and she's like, I want to win, I want to be the first girl to win, and I think he was the best one of the night. I don't know, I don't remember his name. Do we have
was it Matt Shuler maybe? No, that sounds like a white dude.
It was a guy that sang cough syrup. He sang cough syrup.
Yeah, Matt Shuler.
Do you have that? Cool.
Yeah, I have that all clip right here, Jenna, on Kid Craddock in the morning. That's too short to even care at all.
Anyways, he was great, and he ended up going with Christina, but it was like, Adam gets everyone. Even the gay guy that was really good, and he's like, I can't go with you, Adam, because you're so cute, I'll just look at you the whole time. And then he deliberates, and he goes with Adam. I'm like, Adam's like that hot guy that walks into the bar at 1:30 in the morning when you've been on a date with a 7 who's been paying for drinks and giving
and
you attention all night, and Adam turns around on your last
deal.
Note, and Adam's like, hey, do you want to get out of here? And you're like, yep.
Yep, bye.
And you just leave the guy that you've been with all night at the bar. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, Adam.
We'll talk more about that in just 1 second. Of course, we have to stop down to play Double Your Pay. Because it is that time, we're going to call 3 names. And these people have all registered to Double Your Pay at KidNation.com. And the first one to call us back within 10 minutes at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK it. The first person back in 10 minutes is going to have their pay doubled. And we are looking today for Robert Clark, Kim Owings, or Sherry Hunt. Sherry Hunt, Kim Owings, Robert Clark. You got 10 minutes. Good luck. You can get registered. We'll be calling another name the same time tomorrow at KidNation.com.
So you're telling me all I got to do is go to KidNation.com and sign up, and that's it.
Oh,
I don't have to Facebook tweet you.
If you've already signed up, you just have to listen.
And what if I don't have a job? What if I don't have any pay to double? Then you're guaranteed a minimum of $1,000.
There you go.
Cool. Now back to The Voice.
Wait,
did any of you watch it?
No, I watched Dancing with the Stars.
Mm. Oh, how was that?
It's like, oh, bless your heart.
Bless my heart.
Bless your heart.
Dancing with the Stars, who's the best?
I kind of halfway watched it, I'll be honest. I had other things going on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I know who got kicked off.
Yeah, Keyshawn. I couldn't believe that.
Ha! Ha!
Huh.
I told you, Kelly, nobody likes Keyshawn.
But he was an athlete, and athletes typically perform very well.
It
was a big shock that he got kicked off.
Yeah.
Everyone was, you know, Bill Nye was the worst. He really was. He had the worst scores.
But he's so likable.
He's got the fan support on the social media side, so it'll carry him through for a few weeks.
So does this mean we're going to have to dance on Dish Nation?
Yeah, we have some sort of online.
It's awesome you bring that up. It's always great when the loser brings up that they lost the bet.
That they know that we lost?
If we don't mention it, they might not mention it.
They have it on lockout. We're going to have to dance on TV again.
Let's just change the subject. When they bring it up, let's just change the subject.
Yeah, throw them off with that whole poison elbow lemur talk.
Yeah,
distract them long enough.
The Loris.
Whatever.
Lemur.
All right, Lemur, Loris.
I can't believe I'm the only one that watched The Voice last night when you guys used to watch it.
No, I'm down. I just, I've had the very rare double date last night. So I got it on tape.
That must be nice to have a social life.
Well, if you missed
it
one.
It is.
It's on. It's on again tonight.
Yeah.
So if you miss it on Monday.
Are
you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I can't do that. I can't commit to tonight. I have other things to do.
And it's only on from 8 till 10. So
it's only on for 2 more hours.
Yeah, it's only 2 hours.
Oh, come to think of it, I didn't see Christina Milian.
So she's I guess with Dancing with the Stars.
She's on at the same time.
Yes.
You think they were like, yes, she can't screw up the backstage.
Carson was great.
So he did all the in-between interviews as well. So he's got double duty now.
You know what? At this juncture, there wasn't a lot of that because so much of this is pre-recorded. You know what I mean? So it's not live shows. So it was all pre-recorded.
Oh, well, maybe because they knew it was happening, they couldn't use her. I don't know. I don't know why. I just never have watched The Voice. I've watched a couple of...
It's my favorite.
I can't get into it.
It is my favorite of all of them.
But we do have
I think it's that whole Christina Milian thing. I just cannot...
She wasn't on. But there was still... They still do that. Everyone has to have that sob story, you know? Someone's just like...
Is it bad?
You know, my dad had arthritis. And I'm just kind of like...
My dad had arthritis?
I'm sitting there thinking, what would my sob story be? And I'm sitting there and I look at my dog and he's watching CeeLo like CeeLo's his long-lost dad or something. My pug's looking at CeeLo like, we'll keep staring at CeeLo. Like, my dog's just in love with CeeLo, just staring at CeeLo. And I'm like, what would my sob story be? You know, like, my pug is overweight.
Mm-hmm. You missed the penalty kick in soccer for the state championship, remember?
I lost the state final for my high school
team. You got bullied?
And didn't the girl win last year? Her big sob story was, I have a snaggle tooth?
Yeah.
Wasn't that it?
I mean, she was great, though.
People bullied her because of her tooth?
People bullied me because my tooth is crooked.
How about my life's pretty decent, and I am an incredible singer?
Yeah.
You know? Like, whatever. Why do you need a sob story?
You got to get the sympathy vote.
Yeah.
We have some other shows that are premiering tonight, by the way, and we have a connection to one.
Oh, really?
We do.
So, Marvel.
I recorded The Blacklist, so people write me and tell me how that was, because people have been saying it's good, and that
they said
I recorded tonight.
I've seen a lot of good reviews on that.
Yeah.
Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on tonight.
We connected to that one in any way?
Nope.
Okay.
NCIS has got the 11th season premiere.
All right.
Cool. NCIS LA also premieres tonight, 5th season. Cool. The Goldbergs. That's who we have a connection with.
How do we have a connection with that?
Remember Haley Orantia?
Haley Orantia.
She was on the X Factor.
Orianthi?
Orianthi is a guitar player.
Yeah.
Orantia. She did songs with our boy Tim Halperin from I Don't Got It Wrong.
Oh, okay.
So she did a bunch of songs with Tim, and she got cast on The Goldbergs, which is supposed to be this breakout comedy series.
Oh, good for her.
Based in the 80s.
Okay.
So let's watch that show and make sure she keeps her job so maybe we could go out there and have a connection next time we go to LA.
Is she watching our show?
We could probably get her to watch
it. That's part of the deal.
I'm going to have to, I was around in the 80s a little bit.
Yeah, you were.
I have to see how true they are to the decade, if they honor it or they mock it. Because truly it was, I would argue to say, the 80s
music-wise,
the best decade.
Music-wise
just as far,
or just fashion?
Everybody makes fun of them for the fashion and stuff, but it was fun.
It's so funny because I was born in the 80s and I hate the 80s. I love the 60s, 70s, and
90s. See, I would love to live in the 60s.
Like,
I
the go, 90s I'd is go like back, a give up. I feel like it's all grunge
love
and
it.
Boots and stuff. And I
love
the 80s.
The
90s was fun, neon, stupid hair.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, all this. The
From
whole
the Jerry
MTV
Curls
generation,
were out, dude.
It was fun.
You had the Jerry Curl, the Scary Curl. I mean, you had every kind of curl you could have back
could
in the 80s.
I could just leave that out.
I had a fantastic, that's what they called a hairdo, the black kids would
you
go. to the barber shop.
What's a fantastic?
It was a it's like before the Jerry curl. It was like right between just regular old hair and the Jerry curl.
It so it's
like,
between a natural and the Jerry curl.
Right.
So what is a fantastic?
It was just it was a process. It was chemicals. It's chemicals they put in your hair.
Of course.
Yeah, it's chemicals they put in your hair, and it makes it soft. And you could, like, comb through it with a comb. You didn't need the big pick and the rake.
So it's still
all that
fluffy.
Stuff.
It just wasn't slick.
It just wasn't
down.
Yeah.
It looked like you got electrocuted.
It didn't leave the residue on the back of the couch like him coming to America. It wasn't like that kind of curl, but it was still moist. You know, your girl could kind of put a hand through your hair. Like,
you don't want moist heads when you're getting touched.
It's kind of like you have good hair, what we call good hair.
Back when you had hair.
That doesn't sound good at all, Al.
That was awesome, dude.
Do we have Kim Owings on the phone by chance?
It's me.
It's you.
Hey, you.
Kim, you were the first person to call back out of the three names we called, which means we're going to double your pay.
Awesome.
That's where you scream. That's where you scream.
What do you do for a living, Kim?
1,000 miles a minute.
Are you at work already, Kim?
Pardon me?
Are you at work already?
I am. I'm hoping my phones don't ring here.
What is it that you do?
I'm a fleet coordinator for the city of Myrtle Beach.
Hey, Myrtle Beach.
Kelly says hi.
I'm really here this morning, but.
You know, I'm from South Carolina, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's obviously
connecting.
Thrilled
Y'all
about that connection.
Right?
That South Carolina connection.
I get excited whenever I meet somebody or talk to somebody from South Carolina, and they don't seem to have that same reaction with me.
I'm sorry, Kim.
I don't understand.
That's okay.
This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We are Southern people.
Well, Kim, what'd you put down for your weekly pay there?
$678.55.
Oh, to the penny.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. We're going to double that, girl.
Yeah, what are we giving her, Al? Bust out that calculator.
So it's going to be $1,357.05.
Boom! Bam!
Right. We double it down to the penny.
What are you going to spend it on, Kim?
Oh, I think I'll spend some of it on a little trip. I need to get away.
You need to get away from the beach?
I need to get away from work.
There you go.
All right.
Well, if you want to do
break once in a while.
If you want to do some modeling, you could enter Val Doherty's modeling school, perhaps.
I don't think they're in business anymore.
Oh, then we'll check that out. Maybe you might want to spend some money there.
Well, congratulations, Kim.
All right, Kim.
Thank you.
Bye. Enjoy your money.
Hang on.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
A lot of people would think that Kelly Raspberry's first love would be radio. But it's not. It's actually sausage.
That was her first love.
And then her second love is not even radio either. Teaching.
Well, that's what she was going to do. That's what she was honestly going to do.
That was the plan.
Kelly,
you could have been like vice principal by now if you would have started teaching a long time ago.
Or maybe even principal.
Maybe even principal.
Yeah, why have to stop at vice principal? Why couldn't I be principal?
That way you don't have all the burden of being in charge of all the kids and getting in trouble in case they don't do well on their tests. If you're the vice principal, you could just skate through.
I'm just the fun principal.
Yeah. You just get them in trouble from time
to time. I'm the good time principal. I got to get past teaching first.
So we let Kelly live out her fantasy, and we do a little thing called the teacher test.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Mrs. Raspberry.
What's up, baby girl? Yeah.
It's Ms. Raspberry. Just forget it. I'm just so happy to see all your bright, shiny faces this morning. You're so full of hope, untainted by disappointment, not yet familiar with the sting of heartache.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. This doesn't sound good.
I mean, you buy a new dress, you shave your legs, and he just doesn't show up. Who does that to a person?
Yep, I was right. Mrs. Raspberry, do you want to use my bandana to wipe away all the sad?
Well, thank you, JC, but I think I'll be all right.
But you have black on your face.
Excuse me?
Oh, I likes the sound of that.
I'm not in the mood for your nonsense this morning, Big Al.
Sorry,
but your eyes, they cry black tears, Mrs. Raspberry. You look like a raccoon.
JC, those aren't black tears. Her mascara's running. Here, I can help you, Mrs. Raspberry. I have makeup remover in my lunchbox somewhere. Oh, I also have some waterproof mascara. Let me see. Here's my eye palette. Oh, my lip palette. Ah, here you go.
Oh, I love makeup.
You love makeup?
Uh-huh. I eat lipstick. It's not that bad.
It's gross.
All right, stop it, you two. Now, Jenna, if your lunchbox is filled with nothing but makeup, where do you put your lunch?
Lunch? I never eat lunch, Mrs. Raspberry. How do you think I keep my figure?
Jenna, you shouldn't be concerned about your figure at your age. You're only in the second grade.
I'm more concerned about your figure, K-Raz. I like my women a little bit on the meaty side, you know, a little more cushion, pushing for the cushion.
You think I'm meaty?
Oh, well, you meaty in all the right places, kind of like a ham hock, you know? Like my latest dick, baby.
Well, I guess I have put on a few pounds lately.
Hey, you want to skip lunch with me, Mrs. Raspberry? And I can give you a makeover.
I think I need a makeover, too?
Yeah. The problem is, I don't think I have a foundation that's quite pale enough for your skin tone.
Oh, it's all right, Jenna. I appreciate the offer, but you don't have to give me a makeover. And you won't be skipping lunch today, either. It's not healthy to skip meals. In fact, now that we're on that subject, I think I want to check all of your lunch boxes.
Hold up. You going to read us our rights first, K-Raz? That sounds like some illegal search and seizure bullcrap to me. Yeah. I know my rights. I've been busted before.
I don't like this either, Mrs. Raspberry. Are you with La Migra?
Hey, what'd you say?
What'd you say?
Are you with La Migra?
Easy there, Pancho.
In English, por favor.
Wait, did JC just go through puberty in that sentence?
I assume he's talking about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But he doesn't have to worry about that. I've got an uncle who can help you disappear, JC.
Okay, now everyone calm down. I just want to make sure you're all eating healthy and getting proper nutrition. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. All right, Shannon, you first.
Yeah, right. Speaking of molehills.
My mom has taken me to get my first training bra this weekend, so you can shut up.
All right, Big Al, zip it. Making a mountain out of a molehill is a figure of speech. It means you're making a big deal out of nothing. All right, Shannon, let me see your lunchbox.
I don't bring lunch to school, Mrs. Raspberry. I just sit next to someone and touch their food, and then they just give it to me.
That's disgusting.
She is crazy, Mrs. Raspberry.
It's not nice to call someone crazy, JC. And since you spoke up, you're next. Let me see what you brought for lunch.
Yes, Mrs. Raspberry. Today I brought a tamale. I got a burrito right here. I also have a quesadilla. And my mom put a chimichanga in there. I got two tacos. I also got a tostada. I got a chimichurra. And then I got some chiclets for dessert.
My goodness, that's an awful lot of food. Why do you bring so much?
Well, I'm always afraid that Shannon is going to sit next to me.
Oh, I understand. Well, I want you to sit next to Jenna, and you can share some of your lunch with her today since she doesn't have anything. And Shannon, you're just going to have to sit next to me.
But Ms. Raspberry, you know I'm lactose intolerant, and all JC brought, everything's covered in cheese.
Oh, and that will make Jenna cut the cheese. You get it? Jenna will cut the cheese.
Not funny, JC.
That's right, JC. You shouldn't make fun of somebody just for having gastrointestinal issues. It's not their fault.
Right, 2 Chainz.
Big Al, that's so sensitive of you. I'm very impressed.
I owe it all to my boy 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz? He opened my eyes to the heartbreak of IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Well, that is right, K-Raz. But in your case, the IBS stands for I be sexy.
I knew it was too good to be true. All right, Big Al, what did you bring for lunch today?
Well, I was thinking, K-Raz, since you came in this morning looking all sad and blue because you got stood up for a date, let me show you how a real man treats a lady. I got a 2-for-1 coupon down at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Let me just take your little fine ass out to lunch. I'll drive.
Let me guess. I'm buying, right?
Well, you are saving a lot of money with my coupon.
You know what? I am going to take you up on that offer, Big Al. Mm-hmm. Shannon, while we're gone, I want you to be the class monitor during lunch today.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Raspberry. I welcome the responsibility.
Don't you touch my tamale, Shannon.
Actually, JC, I had my eye on a tasty tube of Jenna's lipstick.
Back off, Shannon. It's Chanel. You can have this one. It's CoverGirl.
Huh? Oh, that's the one that Ellen does, right? Yum!
All right, let's go. Big Al, class is dismissed.
Yeah, buddy. Going back to my house, too, after lunch.
What are you going to do there?
Digest chicken and waffles, we'll be doing.
Digest.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Tuesday's a big day for the music industry.
Mm-hmm. Because that's when everybody releases their stuff.
The new stuff comes out, and we tell you about it.
And usually, computer out. Big Al likes to grab his computer and buy some new stuff.
Got if it's good enough. Today.
Got it out.
So there might be stuff to buy today.
There's a couple things to buy today.
Yeah. New Music Tuesday on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So Glee is coming back. You know, we've got Demi Lovato joining the cast this year. Yep. And so she is going to actually be on this new CD singing a cover of the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun. Glee is actually doing a whole show to the Beatles. That's why she's featured on this. 14 Beatles songs from their two-part season premiere. And the first of those episodes airs this Thursday. So good timing. You sell the CD today, get you ready, because 2 days from now you need to know all the Beatles songs so you can sing along.
Let's hear Demi Lovato.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right.
I would say that Demi Lovato, out of all the Disney girls, has the best voice.
You might have just, you know, started a Twitter feud right
here. No, but she does. They're all great performers, but
it's all subjective now.
It is my opinion.
Personal opinion.
But I do think she has the purest voice out of Miley and Selena.
Well, she's joining the show this season on Glee as Dani, and she's going to be Naya Rivera's girlfriend. Naya plays Santana on the show.
Oh, I forgot she's going. You're going to be on that side.
Yeah, you can preview all the tracks from the Glee episode this Thursday night on iTunes today.
Also coming out today, Drake.
Yeah.
This album's probably going to do pretty well. Nothing Was the Same is the name of the album. The single's called Hold On, We're Going Home. You saw him perform this at the VMAs. It was just the side of his face. It's his third album. It features appearances from Jay-Z. Lil Wayne's on there, too. Plus, Drake's dad, Dennis Graham's on the album.
Oh, wow.
And there's also two versions of the cover. One shows a side profile of Drake as a kid. And then one shows him as a man.
Oh, I know why.
Why is that, Jenna?
He started from the bottom. Now he's here. Right?
Probably.
I'll be hating on that.
I mean, that probably makes sense. Yeah. Started from the bottom.
I don't get Drake.
Why don't you get about
I don't
Drake?
Get I mean, I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get the whole Drake thing.
He doesn't get Drake.
Here's the thing with Drake.
He has so many different kinds of songs. Really, you know, he does his rap.
Well, here's what he said. The album is not some straight rap album. I'll never do a straight rap album because Drake can sing. Okay, he can actually do R&B.
Well, everybody's on Twitter, like a few people that I follow, and they're like, oh, this song, this is going to get you the women. You know, the guys are saying, play this CD for
this
your
Miguel
girl.
This Miguel sounding song or whatever that we just played?
No. Drake rapping. Girls for some reason keep saying that.
See, that's what I think. I don't get
his
Drake
voice.
Appeal.
His voice apparently just
Versace.
Makes the ladies melt.
That doesn't Versace doesn't turn me on. Jenna. I'm sorry, no offense to you for repeating Versace.
No, I was just doing it for you to see if it turned you on.
No, doesn't do it.
Well, I think it's something about his voice that gets the ladies going.
And it's that light skinned brother thing.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. Harmless looking.
Yeah, he's got that post toasty brown skin.
He's harmless looking.
Yeah, he's not scary at all.
Because he's
right.
He's harmless looking.
He's what, a black Canadian Jew that was on the show?
He was on Degrassi, so he's like, he's cool. Yeah. He's harmless.
That's what Will
Smith
might
call. He'd be popping bottles in the club. What are you talking about, harmless?
Aside from the times he throws bottles at Chris Brown, he's harmless.
He's a light-skinned Canadian black Jew.
He's wrapped it all up in a nice little package there and put a bow on it.
Don't be scared, Kelly. He has a yarmulke on.
His next album should be called Harmless.
All right, this next guy, this is his 11th album, and it's his first full album of original material in nearly a decade. It's Sting.
And yet, you're back.
And yet, this is the single.
Some nights I'd lie on the deck and I'd
stare. The album's called The Last Ship. He's actually doing this as a soundtrack for his upcoming stage production that he's putting on. It's going to open up in Chicago next year and head to Broadway. The album and the story for the Broadway show are both based on Sting's childhood memories of growing up in a coastal town. The album is called The Last Ship. Can we play Roxanne?
Yeah, right.
Can we go to the time?
Yeah, there was a time when...
What happened?
Let's play the Police.
I guess, you know, you get older and your tastes change. But, I mean, his style has changed. I would play his CD till it started smoking. I played it so much because he was just so exciting and sexy. And my girlfriend ran into him in an elevator once, and she passed out cold.
Because of Sting?
Wow.
She turned around. She's like, Sting! Hit the ground. Because he used to be that powerful of a, you know, a sex idol, you know?
He's got such a cool
voice. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but this new album just sounds a little... Sounds like it should be in a movie based in the 40s or 50s or like in a coffee shop.
I mean, come on. He's getting older. He's still sexy for an older man, but his music, I don't know.
He was in the Police.
It doesn't make you tingle like it used to.
He's tired.
I'm tired, but I still want to tingle.
Yeah. He's not supposed to be tired. He's supposed to not be tired for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah,
right? Isn't that like, Sting's thing?
Yeah.
The only one making women tingle right now is Drake.
Making women what?
Tingling and tingle are quite different. Actually, sometimes they're totally the same thing.
Tickle till you pee.
A little bit of both?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe this one will get you in the mood because the single they've been playing on the radio, I don't know if you have it, is called Super Soaker.
No,
it's actually really good.
We don't have Super
We don't have that one. No, the single we have is Wait For Me. It's Kings of Leon.
Yeah, we have that one.
So this is Kings of Leon's sixth album. It's called Mechanical Bull. And I remember the last tour they were on, I was really excited because I was at what was going to be, well, I guess it was halfway through the tour. It ended up being their last show. Sitting in the front row about five songs in, and the lead singer, Caleb, who's married to that Victoria's Secret model, was hammered. They were still really good, but he could barely get through some of the songs, and he just hit the mic down in one song and walked off the stage, and then the band came on about 10 minutes later and said, "We're sorry," and it kind of created this whole feud between the band and said he needed to go to rehab and he had a drinking problem. So they
took mid-show. Yeah. He's got to go to rehab now.
They were like six, they were six songs in. Obviously, they were really mad at him, too, because his own brother walked out on stage and was like, he is sick and can't take care of himself, so I'm really sorry about this, and this is embarrassing, but he might come back. And then a few minutes later, they came on, and they were like, done, and just started unloading
so
the equipment.
He is so necessary, they could not do the show without him. Nobody can
He's
step in.
He's a lead singer.
But nobody can... I mean, come on, background vocalists sometimes are good enough to step
but
in.
But his voice is great.
He's going to be like in the middle of a show.
Yeah, that part where he goes,
I don't know, if you asked the fans that were there, would you have rather had somebody step in, Jenna, since you were there? Would you have had somebody in the band step in and take
what?
The lead vocals? Or
no,
were you
I mean,
happy
the same
with...
thing happened with Mumford & Sons when Ted, there's only four of them in the band, and he plays the stand-up bass, so it wasn't even the lead singer. But
yeah, but he almost died. I mean, that's a little different. They were mad at this guy for being drunk and not taking care
of himself.
They should have had somebody in the show.
You could have asked somebody in the audience who knows the songs and can kind of sing and give
have karaoke
It could have been a moment.
And show
you know?
Caleb, you could be replaced
It could have been a moment.
Because that's what someone wants to pay $400 for front row seats.
But if you're already
the
there,
band's still playing
for Kings of Leon karaoke night.
It's better than having to leave six in.
And don't these guys want their? Wasn't there a Rolling Stone article where it said that they get in fist fights a lot?
Yeah, they do.
Caleb and his brother.
Yeah,
full on
like Oasis.
Fist
didn't that the Oasis brothers too? Those Gallagher,
which is weird because Kings of Leon they grew up super religious, and
I think their minds have really been screwed up,
like traveling.
Yeah,
very. You know, religious family. So anyways, the record they say is going to mark the end of their tough period as a band. They have a song called Comeback Story. Caleb describes it as a kind of tongue-in-cheek, saying it's the comeback story of a lifetime.
Ooh.
But all the reviews that I've read on the really hit music websites that I check out say it's really good. So,
now, you were excited about this album.
Yeah, I like them. I mean, I liked them even more in the very beginning, but I'm sure it'll be good. They're a good band. They're good to see, too. So that album's called Mechanical Bull, and it's out today.
Cool. I've always thought that this guy would make a great black guy because of the colorful suits that he wears. I'm talking about Elton John. If I could go back home. This album is called The Diving Board. The single is called Home Again. It's his 31st freaking album.
Is it me or was he performing on the Emmys for about 25 minutes straight?
Yeah.
Because I changed the channel a few times. I watched
He's still there.
Came back.
Because he's Sir Elton John. He could do any freaking thing.
I went to the store. I bought some food. I came back. He was still singing.
He's 66 years old, and Elton says he can make whatever kind of music he wants, regardless of commercial pressure. But he professes to love what young musicians are doing today. So there you go. Elton John, his first album in 7 years.
Good for Elton.
Well, that's nothing because Cher is out with her first album in 10 years.
Wow.
And this is her 26th. The CD is called Closer to the Truth. The single is Woman's World. This is a woman's
world. Now do the rest in Cher voice.
So good.
Cher reviewing Cher.
Cher.
Come on, Cher.
What inspired this album? Cher, tell us what Cher. Inspired
Cher.
This album.
Bring the music down just a little bit.
I don't know how to talk like her.
You can talk
you
like her.
Sing like her.
Just talk like her.
Oh, Cher, it's okay. You don't have to talk like her because I heard you had laryngitis.
I did have laryngitis over the weekend on Sunday. Sunny, bless his soul. I'm sorry, I got confused.
What did you tweet on Sunday, Cher?
On Sunday, I tweeted, my voice, well, it's like jumping out of a plane in a parachute your mom packed. You just pray it opens. That is nothing like Cher.
That is perfect. What are you talking
about?
That is
nothing like Cher.
Just Cher, like Cher.
Who am I even talking about?
Cher
like?
Was
even
able
know.
To suck it up and perform like, yesterday on the Today Show. And Cher, you had a big announcement to make on the Today Show yesterday, didn't you?
I'm on a 49-city tour. And I understand your producer, Sunny, Robert Joe Cheesy Cheddar, is very excited.
Oh, yes, he follows you
he
on
He was complaining
Twitter.
That his show in his town is on a Wednesday night.
No way.
And aren't you doing
How can he go to work the next day if he's got to go to my concert on Wednesday night?
Oh, wow. Aren't you doing something
like
cool
right
on The Voice this year, too?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, working with Team Blake.
It's a 40s reporter.
She's got a mouth like this, like Drew Barrymore.
No, how to talk like Cher.
Hey, Sonny, tell me what you did last night. Hey, where were you at 10 o'clock last night? Huh? Tell me what you were doing at 10 o'clock last night.
Scram, if I give you a knuckle sandwich, see?
Doesn't she more? I don't know. I have to work on it.
You don't have to talk like her now.
I don't have to work on it. Don't you? Not a lot.
I don't think we've ever heard you like talk like
her. Yeah, I know.
I've heard you sing like her.
I don't know. I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Hey, first of all, thank you for doing improv, Kelly.
I know.
Without saying no
She's
first.
She's looking at me like,
see, that's a new and improved Kelly Raspberry. Yeah. The old Kelly Raspberry, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
She did it with a smile on her face.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to KidNation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.